If you keep an addiction at all, it is your responsibility, and not your dealers, not your family, not your auctioneers, to run the paperwork honestly and work. There is nothing, I mean, I tell you, I've been in auction houses where we weren't quite sure conditions and we didn't put the dealer said there and then. Nothing inspires broken confidence more quickly than a broken image. Choose your gut. And where do I draw the line? I know that some artists go, well, my piece is 24 by 20, so I've made another edition, which is 26 by 20. Don't go there. What I do think you can do is make a platinum print, a silver print, a bronze oil print, out of whatever, and that's a separate edition. Fine. It's a different artwork, and visibly different to a label. Completely all right. You want to reuse your negatives, but Christ's sake, don't burn your negatives. Do something else with them by all means. But if you break an edition, the market will break you. And that, I can give you chapter and verse. Do not break conditions if you want to make money. Second, if you want to make money, be careful about making your additions too small too soon. You need to get spread before you can get height. If you say, my amazing portraits of my mum are in a series of one, and they cost £10,000 each, and you've never met my mum, you've never heard me, market hasn't got much chance to get excited. Because if you say, I'm interested in my parents, they're an edition of 20, you know, and they're a relatively small size, and I'm selling for a relative, and they seem to have done okay, and there's a kind of popularity, then you can start saying, well, actually, you know, my gallerist is generously supporting me for sure, I'm making a bigger set in addition to that. That seems to me good sense. Now, where one starts to play that game, you need a good gallerist to help.
That's interesting, but I've been thinking a lot of the art market as well. I think they're actually moving sort of larger now in terms of what they're advising to the competition. Apparently it was sort of three, they were talking about time. Now they're selling to six.
Yep.
And that's for that reason. And also to avoid doing, you know, four sets of slightly larger ones, which are traditionally
more. And artists' groups as well.
There's a couple. Yeah. There's a very obscure institution called the American Standard, American Museum Standards Institution. Who's writing as I recommend that you don't believe. They have a very simple rule, which I might as well repeat. They suggest that in any art form, an edition of 10 can have one artist group, an edition of 20 can have two artist groups, an edition of 30 can have three, and never more than three artist groups. That is their suggested, and I've always found that quite satisfactory. Now, in photography, it's kind of rare to have editions of 200, but if you do, for any reason, three artist groups should be fine. Because edition 10 with 10 artist groups sounds like a broken edition to me. It sounds not right. It sounds not right. No. The other thing, which is an extension of that same idea, which again is probably not a great concern to the rest of you, which is an extremely interesting problem for some years, is the question of replacing prints as the richer clients demand. The example I would give you would be all the sea types, which of course now old enough that we know that they fade very badly. Really fancy clients would be able to say, hey, come to my place, I want a new print. So that you've got an edition of 10, where the richest clients are getting a new print, whereas the ones who don't know are not. Again, I think that it's an enemy, that isn't right. There used to be a couple of brothers called Starn Twins. How did Mike Starn, you know them? Anyone remember them?
Mm.
They made big composites of varying levels of interest. They would leave the other set. I suppose that the average Swan case piece had 16 or perhaps 20 in a grid glued together in the sleeve tape. People have been simple heating, the sleeve tape fell off. And it's then problematic because putting new sticky tape on these things takes the emulsion off. You have a tremendous consolation problem on these wacky, kooky, exciting. In theory, if you write a piece that was done with sticky tape, and very solid, but the marks of the passage of time suggest that you'd have 16 separate prints in a box and got out, so not to move them together again. The conservation of editions is a problem. It really is a problem. Do not believe anybody who tells you they have archivally stable prints. There is no such thing. It's a lie. It's a lie devised to pander to a market that was frightened.